Hello beautiful people, your favorite Ibadan girl is back again on another episode of Chronicles of an Ibadan Girl. You all know I'm always happy to be with you guys, and today is not an exemption of it. Last week on the podcast, it was super amazing. We had my sister, and we had Damilola Oyewo, we had Jis Loluwa, because it was the radio show, and the topic was a very amazing one. We talked about heartbreaks, heart chapter, and the like. So if you've not listened to it, pause this link right now, this episode, and go and find that link. Like, it's just like the previous one before this one, and listen to it because it was super amazing. It was really nice. A lot of feedbacks came back about how a lot of people could relate to it. Like, oh my listeners was so much in it that she, like, her feedback was hey, it's like I had to post to my status, and people were like, what happened to this babe? Like, this name she's mentioning, is that her ex? Because she could relate, and a lot of other people could relate. So if you've not listened to it, you still have the chance to listen to it before I delete it. Okay, I'm just lying, I'm not going to delete it. So welcome to today's episode, and as you know how we do our thing here, we talk about personal life experience. If you're listening to us for the first time, talk about personal life experience, talk about relationship, friendship, life issues. We have the radio show, we have the accolade segment, and we have a lot of things to talk about. Basically, it's all just fun on this podcast, Chronicles of an Ibadan Girl. So your favorite Ibadan girl is back with you today, and I'm bringing it to you hot as it is, like from the pan. Okay, I meant from the oven or something. But then today on the podcast, I'm going to talk about is it necessary to actually make preparations? Like, what do you think about preparations? Are they necessary, or just leave as every day comes and all? Before I go far, it is very, very necessary to make preparations, and I'm going to be using myself as a case study. So there's something I always do on my podcast. In the beginning, from the beginning of every month, I tend to like pick out each Friday, and I list, this is what I'm going to do on this Friday, the next one, this is what I'm going to do, this is what I'm going to do, and like that. It can change because things can happen, and I'm like, okay, let me take this down, let me put something else and all. But this month of November, brothers and sisters, it get as it be. Like, I don't know what happened, but then I did not take note of, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I think I did for October, but it probably didn't work out at a point, so it affected November, and I'm like, babe, what happened? Like, it was just on Thursday, I remember that, okay, tomorrow is Friday and you have to put the podcast link out. What are you going to talk about? And I'm like, Damola, you did not prepare. So I'm like, today on the podcast, I'm going to be talking about preparation because I can relate to it. If you do not prepare, it messes up a lot of things. It shows lack of incompetence, because you put zero effort to doing things. And when you try to do that thing, like, it is not... it doesn't make sense. Then also, it brings about procrastination. You get to keep procrastinating. Oh, I have time for it. I have time for it. But let's say I already put it down on my schedule, and I know that, oh, this is what I'm going to be talking about this week on a Friday. I get to prepare ahead for it. But no, if I don't put it down, I'll not prepare for it. And I'll just say, okay, guys, what can I do? Tomorrow is Friday. Give me it. Okay, this was okay. Let me talk about this. Let me do that. So it helps you to always, it helps when you do not prepare, you tend to procrastinate a lot. And also, it brings, when you procrastinate, it brings about laziness. I said I would try and be consistent with my podcast. Even if I have one listener, I'm saying it, even if I have one listener, I would, because of that one listener, try to keep recording on my podcast. It might not be what I want, it might not be exciting and all, but I would always try. So we need to always prepare. We need don't be caught slacking in the area of preparation. Like, even when it comes to like my business, there are certain times that you have to always prepare down, because so it doesn't affect your arrangement, so it doesn't affect your day. Like, now, okay, I'm going to deliver a cake for tomorrow, that's Saturday. I have to start the processing from about Friday or even ahead, to like, oh, okay, this is what I have to do, this is what I have to do. If I don't prepare, at the end of the day, customers will call me and they'll just lambast my head. Where's my cake? Where's my donut? Where's my all of this and washer? So there's like, I don't think anybody's going to agree with me. You guys can message me in the DM, but I don't think there's anybody there that would say that he or she does not make preparations. And the same thing actually happens when you probably have to go for an interview, or you need to see someone, you need to go on a date and all. You always have to be prepared, because I feel like when you're actually prepared, it helps to smoothen out the day. Even when it comes to like my morning, like a regular morning for me, sometimes I get prepared. I'm like, okay, tomorrow morning when I wake up, this is what I want to do, this is what I want to do, this one. And you can see that some people have to-do lists. I used to have a to-do list. Okay, let me just tell you guys what happened one time. While I was serving, I had this exercise book that was like my to-do list book. And somebody came to my room one day and he saw the book and he was like flipping through it. I was like, Damola, he's like an Igbo guy, right? Damola, you go market, say you want to buy this book today, right? I want to do this today. I'm like, yes, now it's called to-do list. And the guy was like, because like I write like this, what's the smallest thing you can think of? Okay, I'm going to sweep my room, I'm going to wash my clothes, I'm going to do this, do that, I'm going to cook, I'm going, like the smallest thing, I always take note of it. And when it is done, I'm like, yay, it's done. I think that's like something I need to like put back to doing. I used to do, you see, preparation, it brings about laziness. If you are not prepared, you tend to be more lazy, like you tend to not want to do things, you tend to be disorganized and all sha. So I'm just saying, Loroko, my sister, my brother, always be prepared. Like, always be prepared. It's just like the same, we're waiting for the coming of the Lord. Be prepared. Do not be caught slacking. Like, don't just be slacked on this journey. just learn to be prepared. So that's what I'm saying. I would love to hear your opinion about being prepared, if it's necessary or it's not necessary, or just basically just tell me your opinion on what you think about it. And you could also share me your experience on it also. So send me a message in my DM. I'll be expecting it. You guys know that I love you so much. You can message me on Instagram, KIG with Damola. You can also send me a message on WhatsApp, 0818361-5175. Then also, if you are listening to me and I probably do not know you, I don't just know you and I want to know you, like I really really want to know you, please send me a message. And because of you, I'm going to be saying this number again, 0818361-5175, and again 0818361-5175. So send me a message and just tell me, hey girl, I'm a podcast listener, you're doing well, you're a star, you're beautiful. Just give me a little I'm just joking, guys. Thank you guys, see you next week on another episode of Chronicles of an Ibadan Girl. I love you guys. Thank you.